Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,000 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains now through April 3rd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Austin, you ready to do this or what?
Yes.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Austin.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we have five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. When you're done, Raven will come back in here and he'll answer the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Sounds good.
Number one, Jennifer Aniston says that a whole generation of kids finds Friends offensive. Also saying that you have to be very careful with comedy now. Who was Rachel supposed to marry in the very first episode?
Ross.
Number two, Jay Leno says he has a brand new ear after his car fire. What famous artist cut off his own ear?
Vincent Van Gogh.
Number three, Gwyneth Paltrow was found not liable in the Utah ski case where she countersued a man who claimed she skied into him. She was awarded how much money?
$250,000.
Number four, Ace Frehley says he'll destroy Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley if they don't apologize to him for criticizing his music abilities. They were in what band together?
Kiss.
And number five, former President Barack Obama is no longer the most followed person on Twitter. He was edged out by who?
Elon Musk.
Let me bring Raven back in. Not bad.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Austin.
All right, not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do. $1,000, man.
Number one, Jennifer Aniston says that a whole generation of kids finds Friends offensive.
Mm.
Also saying that you have to be very careful with comedy now.
Yeah.
Who was Rachel supposed to marry in the very first episode?
Barry.
Barry. So we always talked about Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Barry, he ended up cheating on her with a friend, and they ended up going on the honeymoon together.
So sad.
Number two, Jay Leno says that he has a brand new ear after his car fire. What famous artist cut off his own ear?
Van Gogh.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you guys both knew that. Number three, Gwyneth Paltrow was found not liable in the Utah ski case where she countersued a man who claimed that she skied into him. She was awarded how much money?
She won $1.
That's right. Number four, Ace Frehley says he'll destroy Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley if they don't apologize to him for criticizing his music abilities.
Okay.
They were in what band together?
Kiss.
Yes. And number five, former President Barack Obama is no longer the most followed person on Twitter. He was edged out yesterday by who?
Oh, I'll just take a guess and say Justin Bieber.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Oh, look at Musk.
I mean, it's because he owns it. Can he just make everybody follow him? Isn't that how it works at this point?
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, Austin. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Austin and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $1,100 come Monday, Anna.
And if you have an idea for a question, too, and you want me to use it, just go to annaandraven.com. Click on Can't Beat Raven. You can submit it there.